Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is hour number two, a two-hour show of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. I welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history, and yes, the man was correct at that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often-imitated but hardly duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio racehorse, having defended that title, get this, better than 35 years. And straight up today, I bring in the undefeated John Signorelli, of course, our Las Vegas boxing correspondent. We'll hear from Mike Tyson and a couple of kips and delve in the world of the UFC as well. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling, taking this week off, but they got a card next week, the pay-per-view. We'll talk about that in depth. Should you be buying cards on pay-per-view anymore? Should we just go with an app? Is the WWE, as much as I hate Vince McMahon, and I hate him, despise Vince McMahon, the Vince's man, the person, he's got the right idea. He's got this WWE channel for like 10 bucks a month, right? And you get to watch all this stuff. So, in other words, if I wanted to watch WrestleMania today, I would like subscribe to the channel for 1 month for 10 bucks, and I get to watch WrestleMania for 10 bucks for the whole year. WrestleMania is a $100 show, I think, or a pretty good show. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is McMahon's got the right idea. These other guys have not got it together yet. The Zone's got things going on. They're doubling their price. Of course, ESPN Plus, rocking and rolling and doing their thing. HBO Boxing, well, that's in the rearview mirror. Showtime Boxing, how much more time do they have on it? We just don't know. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We've got an open phone line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the more popular, the text line. You can text the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, from the Sports Byline Studios.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Headbutt in the second round, which opened the gash on your eye. Tell us about that first bit.
He butted me in the first round, but then he butted me again in the second round. Then as soon as he butted me, I watched him. He had me holding. He looked right at me, and I saw him, and he was going for it, and he kept going for it, and he butted me again. He kept going down and coming up, and he charged into me. And no one warned him. No one took any points for him. What am I to do? This is my career. I can't continue getting butted like that. I got children to raise. And this guy keeps butting me, trying to cut me and get me stopped on cut. I got to retaliate.
Now, immediately, you stopped. You stopped fighting immediately right there, and you turned to Mills Lane, and you said what? And the result was he did nothing. But what did you say to Mills right at that time?
I don't remember what I said. I told him that he butted me. But I know I complained about being butted. And we complained about the first fight. Listen. Holyfield is not the tough warrior everyone says he is. He got little nicks on him there and he quit. I got an eye. I got one eye. I got one eye. He's not impaired. He got ears. I got one eye. Big deal. If he take one, I got another one. I'm ready to fight. He didn't want to fight. I'm ready to fight him right now.
Mills Lane, though. Mills Lane stopped the fight. It wasn't Holyfield who stopped.
Oh, he didn't want to fight.
Let me ask.
We don't know what Mills did. Don't put nothing on Mills.
Okay. Well, Mills said he stopped the fight. You bit him. Was that a retaliation for the eye when you bit him in his ear?
Regardless of what I did, he butted me for two fights.
But you got to address it, Mike.
I did address it. I addressed it in the ring.
Why did you do that, though, Mike? I mean, was
look
that the proper
me.
Response?
Look at me. I got to go home, and my kids are going to be scared of me. Look at me, man.
What are you going to do now in terms of your career, Mike? Will you continue to fight? Okay.
You said things like before fights about your opponents. I want to punch him on the tip of the nose bone up through his brain.
You know what? I was a young kid then. Yeah. I'm 43 years old. And all right, you're still dwelling on something I said at 20 years old, or 21 years old, or 19 years old. I'm 43. What do you want to get from this interview?
I want to see how much you've changed, Mike. You're a different person now, aren't you?
I don't know if I am or not. I don't want to be the person I was, but I don't know. Change comes in time. Change comes really in time. You're irritating me now. I guess I did change because I'm not assailing you.
I would love to spend more time with you. You are an incredible guy. Thank you so much.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Johnny Signorelle, let me bring you in here. Was that getting a little tense there?
Oh, I tell you what, absolutely. But my favorite Mike Tyson and Jim Gray moment was I broke my back. What, like a vertebrae? Spinal. That was amazing. Remember when he told Jim Gray he broke his back?
Yeah. Mike Tyson said a few things that are hilarious, but nobody quite. Hey, listen, when he was at his peak, let's be honest, the entire world came to a stop because they didn't know what the train wreck was going to do. They expected one or two round fights, but, you know, did the Tyson, and the question I'm leading to is, did the Tyson era Did the Tyson era spoil boxing fans, spoil people and their expectations? Did it ruin boxing fans for the future? Because, you know, after Tyson, there was Lennox Lewis, who beat Tyson, although Tyson was well past his peak, and then Vladimir Klitschko, both guys and the Klitschko brothers, guys that basically went the distance, or they boxed per se. They didn't go for the brutal first and second round knockouts. There were a couple of exceptions, but for the most part, they weren't knockout, instant knockout fighters like Mike. Nobody was like Mike Tyson was. What I'm trying to say is, did he ruin things for the guys coming after him?
Sure did, because, I mean, he's a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, type talent, where he came out on the scene, and everyone took notice, and he just lit up the boxing and sports world in general. See, when you could cross over beyond boxing, when you cross over to people's homes in a different way beyond the sport of boxing, with personality, with charisma, with controversy, that's the big key with Mike. So controversial, got people talking. You love him or hate him, you want to see him win or lose, or you just want to see what was going to happen. If he was going to bite someone or tell a reporter that he only talks to them unless he fornicates with them, and so on and so forth. It's just brilliant what Mike Tyson did. As a fighter at his best, this is a bold statement, I think he beats just about every great heavyweight out there that ever came about. Maybe he struggles with a guy like Lennox Lewis because Lennox is jab and height. But I tell you what, Mike Tyson at his best was dangerous in every moment of every fight he was in.
Michael Spinks, of course, I went back to Atlantic City the first time when those guys fought. And, of course, Michael Spinks was supposed to be once and for all, and it was like once and I'll fall. Basically, that's what that was all about. But when guys got into the ring, and I've told this story before, that one fighter in particular sort of had – the best way I can describe this on the air, Johnny, without grossing everybody out, was a fighter experienced a wet fart standing in the center of the ring waiting to take on Mike Tyson in Atlantic City. That fighter was Alex Stewart.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, the one thing that was shown from Mike has heart and he's got a chin, but you got to bully the bully. We saw it with Buster Douglas, then Holyfield emulated that same game plan. I think Lennox did it the best. Now, he didn't face a prime Mike, but Lennox, I mean, he slaughtered Mike with a jab and uppercut. But at one point in time, people lost the fight before they got into the ring until a guy like Buster Douglas said, you know what? I'm not going to lose this fight in the dressing room. And Buster had just lost his mom, you know, going into the fight and got Mike at the right time because Mike was falling off and going down the wrong path, you know, going through divorce and, you know, just getting on drugs and just doing the wrong thing, firing trainers. Customato had died. So the writing was on the wall for Mike to get screwed up in that fight. And I tell you what, Mike still showed a chin. He tried getting up from that. If you guys have never seen it, if you guys are new out there, the kids listening, I know you guys know who Mike Tyson is. Check out how bad that knockout was of Mike Tyson when Buster Douglas put like a five-piece together, and homeboy Mike tried to get up.
He was grunting.
I mean, the bottom line is that people used to lose fights in the dressing room.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and Mike Tyson, of course, part of the class of 1984. As far as the Olympics were concerned, of course, he lost to Henry Tillman and didn't go to the Olympics. He ended up coming up second. But Lennox Lewis was the class of 1988, I believe. So Tyson and Lewis probably should have fought before 2002. In other words, Mike Tyson was 12 years past his peak. And, you know, at the Kevin McBride fight, that was Tyson's last fight in Washington, D.C. Of course, I remember going to Brown University, going all over the nation's capital. Didn't want to go to the White House, but it went everywhere else. Anyway, June of 2005, he had fought Kevin McBride there, and he said, you know, I don't have it anymore after the fight, after Kevin McBride stopped him. He said, I don't have it anymore. And the media says to him, when do you think you lost him, Mike? He goes, well, I haven't had it since 89. And he admitted that last win over Carl the Truth Williams.
I agree, and I think at some point it just left his system, and then, of course, going to jail didn't help. He came out seemingly kind of hungry in the mid-90s. Of course, Holyfield had something to say about that. And I tell you what, man, the Evander fight and the Lennox Lewis fight, I would love to see Mike against those two at, you know, Mike's prime. I still think both guys just have a slight edge over Mike, but I think they're much more competitive fights, and like I always say, that bomb at any moment. We talk about Deontay Wilder, who, yes, has a bomb, but Mike's bomb was quick. Okay. It was like an assassin, right? If he'd shoot you to the body, lower your hands, next thing you know, you're getting an uppercut that you did not see land on your chin and your lights out. He was so fast and he had ridiculous head movement. The Mike Tyson in his prime, you know, in the mid to late 80s and early 90s, to some degree, was a machine.
You know, and when he came, of course, losing to Holyfield the second fight in 1997, the bite fight, he was off a while, came back in 99, fought Franz Botha, stopped Botha, but beat Botha up, almost broke Botha's arm, took on Orlin Norris, they called that one a no contest, of course, Mike was getting a little crazy there, took on Julian Francis, not much of a guy from the UK, 21-7, Lou Savarese was a nice-looking white kid, an Italian kid from your neck of the woods up there, Andrew Galata, of course, he beat Galata, that was a no contest, of course, the Brian Nielsen fight, he won that one, and then Lennox Lewis, and then Clifford Eddy, and he beat Clifford Eddy, but lost to Lennox Lewis, then he lost to Danny Williams, and he lost to Kevin McBride. When you lose to Danny Williams and Kevin McBride, I was at both those fights. You know, stick a fork in him. Everybody knew it, and Mike knew it too, but, you know, he's 15 years past his peak, and we're still watching him fight. You know what I'm saying? He was an iconic figure, whether you like him or not. I was there 15 years after this guy's peak. He still commanded me to drive to fly across the country and watch him fight.
People were always gravitated towards him, you know, and for so many different reasons, you know, and whatever fit your fancy. But going back to the Danny Williams fight, I mean, do you remember how much hurt Tyson put on Danny Williams during that, the first couple rounds? And then, you know, Tyson tried his best. Danny just decided to take it that night. Eventually, he'd get stopped by Vitaly Klitschko in a slaughter. But anyway, going back to the Mike fight, you know, Mike put it on him, and Williams hung in there. And, you know, Tyson blew himself out. And then next thing you know, like, he got himself stopped. And it was a pretty tremendous heavyweight fight that no one expected to be a good fight. But, yeah, when you start losing to the caliber of fighters like he did down the stretch, it was obvious he was just there for the paycheck, Pedro. He wasn't there to be world champion anymore.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Now, we've got a listener line, and it's toll-free all across America and around the world, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Somebody sent me some obscenities. You wouldn't believe this. I'll get to that after the break. But the text line, the studio text line, it's X-rated. I guess so. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe. I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
You're irritating me now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money. I just didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before. And it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. What role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertaining that I would watch were womanizers.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
So you just said that until recently you've never been faithful. So you weren't faithful to Robin either?
No.
And your second wife, were you faithful there?
No.
Mike Tyson telling it like it is as far as being faithful is concerned. Of course, I named his wife, actually her name was Robin Gibbons, R-O-B-I-N. And then, of course, I named her Robin, R-O-B-I-N-N apostrophe. And, of course, she got all upset and this and that, sent me a letter of no deceit, I just had somebody just walk in the studio here. Cuddy, you want to talk to that guy? Bottom line is you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is, wow. Anyway, janitor just walked in on us. I guess he's new here, folks, but he just walked in the studio it was a little startling there. Nobody walks in the studio on you. It's like a sanctum here. You know what I'm saying? It's like a sanctuary. And he wasn't thinking nothing of it. And I'm talking, and he still walks into the studio. He still walks. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, it is what it is. We're having a good time. We're talking Mike Tyson. And speaking of Tyson, the reason why I'm bringing up Tyson is that, is there anybody that's intimidating? Anybody that gets the thrill seeker going? Is there a boxer right now that delivers the thrills like Mike Tyson did, or even remotely close?
No, I mean, there's guys out there nowadays that we see kids that are prospects, like Teofimo Lopez down there at 135. You know, he turns the lights out on a lot of guys, an entertaining fighter. There will never be another Mike Tyson. People are saying, well, that sounds negative. Well, there'll never be another Muhammad Ali. There'll never be another Elvis Presley, et cetera, and so on. It's just people, I hate when people compare people to other people. I want to always see people just become their own. Like right now, we have a lot of talent in boxing. Like, for example, Usyk, who's moving up to the heavyweight division. Is he a power puncher? No. But can he beat you 1,000 different ways? Yes. Is he intimidating to look at? 100%. The guy's eyes are the most intense set of eyes I've ever seen on a human being. But if I had to look at him across the ring, I'm like, this guy's going to try to take my head off with an axe or something, right?
Johnny,
there for different ways.
Johnny, he looks like he killed his parents.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, 100%. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm not the only one that sees this, Pedro.
And I'm talking about his passport photo, his nice, the smile picture. He isn't trying to look in the fight. You know, this is just him. Anyway, straight up, he is undefeated, of course, 16 fights. Going to take on Carlos Takem. Takem's 36-5. Carlos's big claim to fame is, what is his big claim to fame?
Well, he's got a couple losses, most notable to Anthony Joshua. I got to say something about Takem, though. He's tough. Like, when I saw that Usyk was taking him on for his first fight, I'm like, ooh, Takem is good. He's got some good experience, and he could punch. It's going to be a great test to see how Usyk handles the heavyweight division. Actually, a stellar test. I think he gets past Takem and hopefully starts to chip away at the heavyweight division, which is becoming real interesting because now Klitschko, I think, has signed a 3-fight deal with DAZN.
Is it signed? Time out. Is that signed?
Okay. Well, it's rumored to be signed, but I think it's done. but I'm waiting for the actual, like, reliable sources. Klitschko's coming back, I believe, strongly.
Why come back at the age of 43? I mean, whether he's preserved himself or not, eventually the ending is not going to be anything maybe but profitable outside of embarrassing. And he's got a pretty good legacy in the fact that, you know, he went out on his feet.
I could speculate here, and this will be the first take on this that I've heard publicly when people talk about it. I respect Klitschko. He was going through some serious problems with his ex-wife. And his ex-wife was having some mental issues. This led to the divorce after she had her baby, okay? And I think it hindered Klitschko. And I think in Klitschko's mind, he felt like, man, even though that Joshua fight was very competitive, if I didn't have the struggles of my wife having a burden over me with her mental issues, maybe he would have been able to show up and actually win that fight. Because that's got to be hindering, man. You know, she had some kind of post-mortem depression from a pregnancy. And she was talking all this crazy stuff, and it was really affecting Vladimir. And I can't speak for him, but I do research, and I do read things. And I can't see how you go into the biggest fight of your life with having all this looming in the background and not have it affect you. So I think Klitschko felt robbed in that Tyson Fury fight. He was also dealing with the same thing, you know, and his two biggest losses against, you know, the two biggest names of the three biggest names in the heavyweight division currently. So I think he wants some redemption for that.
Was his wife pouring holy water on him like Tony Ferguson was his wife?
Oh my God. No, it was pretty bad stuff that's out there, but I don't know if it was that bad. I mean, with Tony, that's just accusing her of being a witch and putting holy water on her to try to tame her spells that he was claiming that was being cast on him. I mean, that's just a ridiculous situation.
Vladimir Klitschko was 2 years ago, man. That was 2 years ago. That means he's 43 years old now. He's 41 now. You don't get younger unless you're using Flintstone vitamins. And, of course, his brother got caught using Flintstone vitamins, and that sort of eliminated him from the 1996 Olympics. And that's how Vladimir got the gold medal and represented Ukraine instead of Vitaly. Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's you know, that's the stigma that hangs over those guys, but they were never involved in steroids. Yeah, okay. Anyway, speaking of steroids, the WADA, the WADA thing, the World Anti-Doping Association, Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, fighters like Usyk, they're registered with this stuff. Does that mean these guys are being tested year round? Are they being tested outside of competition as well?
I think there's different protocols that line up to, like, when they're in training camp that I think certainly, you know, they're underneath the microscopic lens. But year round, I think it depends on the protocol, what kind of conditions they adhere to and what they sign into. If I'm a fighter, I want it for the other end more important than anything else, you know, especially if I feel like I'm clean, obviously. I want it to be yearly because I think a lot of people get the benefits of steroids, obviously, when they're not going into a fight and they're able to keep themselves in shape and they teeter off before going into a fight. That's usually how it works. You have the benefits of the steroids to make the kind of strength capacity and weight that they want to achieve and all these type of things and try to just teeter off the roids and get into the fight and not have it traced in their system. Similar to what I feel would happen with Canelo. Real quick, guys, if you don't know, the clenbuterol thing, he tested positive. Clenbuterol is a banned substance. This happened before the last Triple G fight, which postponed it. And then eventually Canelo would win it and test it clean, you know, thereafter. But anyhow,
Johnny was a carne de asada.
The carne asada, the tainted beef, bro.
That's exactly.
Tainted beef.
Exactly.
So he had very small traces in his blood flow. So what that leads to is the fact that I think that he was doing some suspect stuff. And then he was trying to teeter off, and they caught the low trace in there, which guys try to do when they take the steroids in between fights. So, I mean, to answer your question, long-winded, obviously, I think they should test all year round to avoid these things from happening.
But they shouldn't test for recreational drugs, not all year round. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if you want to do a little blow in your time off, I'm not a big cocaine guy, but if you want to do a little blow in your time off, you want to smoke some weed or whatever you want to do, that's on you. You can do whatever you want. As long as you don't do performance-enhancing drugs, I'm down with that. Am I wrong? I'm a libertarian. I believe in the United States. You know, you have your own rights to do what you want.
Let people live their lives, you know, as long as they're not hurting anyone. You know, drive responsibly, do things in moderation, you know, keep it to yourself. I don't want to see guys coming in the ring on blow.
Take Uber. Take Uber. No, I'm not talking about guys coming in the ring on blow. I'm not talking I'm not talking about that. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, if a guy wants to do some weird ecstasy or some crazy stuff, if he wants to do that and he's not training, I don't think you should be able to infringe on his private life. Anyway, here's Uriah Faber, the California kid, of course, from Northern California, near Sacramento, California. I think it's called, I can't, it's Dixon or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is former champion of every sanctioned body he was in except for the UFC, probably the best fighter to never win a UFC title. He says that he wasn't coming back against TJ Dillashaw because of the fact that he thought Dillashaw was taking, you know, Flintstone vitamins all along. Guess what happened? Mr. Dillashaw got busted for taking Flintstone vitamins, and he took them for going down and weight to 125 and getting knocked out by Henry Cejudo.
I was going to say he got popped, and how embarrassing if you have that kind of leverage to take a performance-enhancing drug, and then you lose, in embarrassing fashion, to even afterwards, you're crying like a baby, and you were a cheater. Man, that's tough. That's a tough look.
That is a tough one. TJ Dillashaw off a year, of course, suspended for a year. Of course, he was with Team Alpha Male up there in Northern California with originally with Uriah Faber and the crew, and then he won the title, and he went off to Denver, Colorado, because he said the people in Denver were going to give him added, how can I put this, money to train in their gym. What I think it was all about is that Uriah and these guys, they sort of frown on performance-enhancing drugs. I know Faber always has. He's always done the natural thing. I've never even suspected he cheated, and in my opinion, that's what prevented him from getting to the top.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. It's about evening out the playing field. And some guys keep it clean, but unfortunately it doesn't work out in their advantage.
Straight up, we're going to hear a little more from Mike Tyson after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can text us. And for this guy from Harlington, Texas, you got a lot of chutzpah, buddy. Chutzpah. And I'm being kind. 415, the text line, studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. If you got questions for the esteemed Johnny Sig, the undefeated one from Las Vegas, or myself, or if you want to rap us, you can do that as well. Anything goes on the text line. 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I know I'm never use no medicals. I like clean sport.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
That's 800-296-1252.
Wait, what? You're listening to the game on the radio? What is this, the Roaring Twenties? Are you doing the Charleston after every bucket? Get with the times, like the last 80 years. Sports were meant to be watched beside fellow fans and saucy wings and frosty beers. You can't roar at a radio. You need TVs on TVs on TVs. Save the AM/FM for public radio and snow delays. Get to B-dubs and yell like a real fan at TVs and people's faces. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Interesting. Somebody shot me a text here. How many Mike Tyson fights did I go to live? 16. I didn't go to the Mike Tyson meltdown in Tokyo. Of course, James Buster Douglas, a 40-1 underdog. But I did interview Buster before the fight for Boxing Monthly magazine over in the UK. It was a cover story, and I think we did something for Essence magazine as well. Straight up, that was an incredible event, and everybody thought that Mike Tyson would go over there and just roll over James Buster Douglas. Douglas was a dog that, you know, that he was barking, and that once Buster, like, spent his wad, the Buster would, like, just absolutely be knocked out. I mean, he was toast. Eventually, Mike Tyson would get to Buster Douglas. Guess what? It didn't happen. The entire world changed. Let's look at Mike Tyson talking about jail.
Well, former heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson certainly knows all about the harsh sound of those prison doors slamming behind him. Tyson spent a grueling 3 years in prison. It put his life in a tailspin. Well, I spoke with Iron Mike about the prison stint that forever changed his life for the better.
He went to prison for 3 years after being convicted of raping a beauty pageant contestant. And I know you still maintain your innocence in that case. But if you would, take me back to the moment. You step into that cell, the door closes behind you. What's going through your mind at that time?
Well, you know, I'm very depressed. I'm really prepared for it, so I was prepared to go through the situation. But I just wanted to live my life every day. That's what you have to do. Everything you had outside, you have to check it at the door and go into this place a different person.
You were living, though, this life of luxury before that, a very out loud life of everything you could possibly have wanted. Give me a sense of what the adjustment was like, having to turn all that in.
Well, I was living a life of luxury in prison too, just not the same as I was outside. I didn't have any cars and stuff, but I had food. I was able to get what I wanted. I could do what I wanted. I had girlfriends, you know. So it wasn't like it's still not like your freedom. All that stuff is just not like your freedom.
You say a life of luxury in prison, and I imagine I'd speak to a lot of other prisoners and they wouldn't have the same recollection of their experience. Is that because you are Mike Tyson and perhaps people were eager to give you more things than others would receive?
Well, I don't know. That had a lot to do with it, probably. But also, I know how to talk to people. You know, I'm not a big shot. I'm not no gangster. So I know how to talk to people, so things get done.
And what was a day like, a typical day for you there?
In prison?
Yeah.
I get up, go to the gym, work out, come back, get on the telephone, make phone calls, go to school, go to visits.
Did you at any point feel like you had to prove yourself to anybody, or did people steer clear of you because, hey, you're Mike Tyson?
No, I was just, I was a simple guy. I didn't have to fight nobody. I don't do the other guys a fight. They know, I was just a simple guy. I wasn't no big shot in prison. I wasn't no gangster, tough guy. I was just a simple guy in there.
But people must have treated you differently. And I was actually curious if anybody you ever found at any time came gunning for you because you were Mike Tyson and maybe they felt like they had something to prove.
No, I never had that feeling either. No, I never had any problem in prison. If there were any, it's because I started them, you know. Sometimes I get carried away.
You got out of prison after serving three of a six-year
yes.
sentence. And In your one-man show, you talk about how you still came out of prison an incredibly wealthy man. I want to take a look at that.
So after I left prison, I have to admit, I was scared. You ain't going to believe this shit. I had around $380 to $400 million in my bank account, right? Me. And not a clue how I was going to survive the next 400 seconds.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I was getting prepared to come outside. I was pretty institutional. I was comfortable in prison. You know, everything, you know, I had no stress. Outside in the world, I had nothing but stress when I was out there last time. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I was disastrous when I came out. I won a lot of money, but the life was too fast for me when I came out.
What was the toughest part of the adjustment back afterwards?
Yes, people, and violent. When I came out of prison, I was really violent for some reason. I was just violent. And I got in a lot of trouble, of course, you know, because I was violent when I came out. And I think I was real bitter when I came out. That's the reason I was that way.
Are you bitter now? Because a lot
Not
of...
Not now. I'm you hear, back in 95 when I came out of prison. I was a maniac.
Was it based on... Because you do hear a lot of people who've come out of the system who feel like, especially if they maintain their innocence, that they were robbed of this time, in your case, 3 years of their life. Do you still feel any of that now?
Oh, yeah. I feel that 100%. But I don't hold that to no bitterness. That's just something... That's just... It occurred. It happened. A moment in time... It's a wrap. It's over. I'm doing this stuff now. I can't get that time back. This is what I'm doing now.
Would I be correct in my assessment, looking at you and talking to you and feeling your energy, that perhaps you're in the best part of your life right now?
At this stage of my life, it has to be. I've never been in a, you know, I've been in love with many women. It's not hard for me to be in love with anyone, but I've never been committed to any of them. I've always cheated on them, gave them venereal diseases or something. And I've never, you know, this is just what it is with my wife. We're together, and this is just what we're going to do. Hopefully, God willing, we'll spend our lives together. That's just, the whole idea of that is just so riveting to me, that we'll stay together till one of us die.
Wishing him the absolute best. That's right, Michael Tyson, no doubt about that. The former heavyweight champion of the world, two-time world heavyweight champion at one point in time. And, you know, Johnny, he went to jail for raping, and I guess her name is a public record, Desiree Washington, Miss Indiana, something like that. Anyway, bottom line, she had some part of some beauty contest back there. And I want to say this, is that I read the transcripts. Not too many people have read the transcripts, but being an ex-cop and an investigator and a freak that I am, I have this weird reading habit, and I like to read court transcripts to find out what actually went on in certain cases. I guess that started with the Kennedy assassination. Anyway, I read the transcripts of the Tyson trial, in which Tyson was represented by a tax attorney that Don King hired. Now, if you're going to hire somebody for a criminal rape case, you don't hire a tax attorney, but Don King hired a tax attorney for him. Anyway, the bottom line was, in the trial, Miss Washington took the stand. Miss Washington took the stand and said that her and Mike were on the bed. She got invited to Mike's crib. She came up to the room, blah, 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 blah. Limo driver picked her up. She comes over. She goes up to his room in this hotel, and they started getting, you know, real intimate. Feely, touchy, kissy, all this kind of good stuff, laying on the bed. So she gets up and goes into the bathroom and takes her panty shield off. According to her words, her exact words, her testimony, she took her panty shield off and put it on the sink board and then went back out to resume contact with Mike Tyson. Now, as far as reasonable doubt is concerned, and rape, right then and there, if I was a juror and I realized that, I would say to myself, you know, there is some reasonable doubt here, because she wouldn't have taken the panty shield off. She said she was spotting on her period. She wouldn't have taken the panty shield off had she not intended to have sex. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I think, too, from what I understand, and now about, like, the period situation, and this is going to sound kind of gross following up with this, but is that Mike just went down on her, right? Like, wasn't that what it was, that it wasn't no penetration? And I'm not saying it's right if it was forced, but is that, to my knowledge, is that he just went down on her.
No, I think one of the charges was, no, we're going to get a little gnarly here, was rear end oral sodomy. So we just, you know, this is going in the wrong direction. What I was trying to, how did it go in this direction, folks? I didn't want it to, but it just did. Anyway, that's live radio. Cuddy's in the other room shaking his head. Yeah, that just happens. Anyway, bottom line
is like these guys today. You know,
yeah, you know, a lot of editing to do. Anyway, no. But you look back at the legend of Mike Tyson, and of course, you know, he says he's at peace now, and he sounds like he's at peace, and I wish him the best, because you know what? When he was on top, I watched him. As I said, I went to 16 of his fights, and I watched him, and I remember him in 1984 at the Olympic Trials, you know, losing to Henry Tillman after knocking Henry Tillman down, and then spending time with Henry Tillman, and Henry Tillman was a lazy dude. Henry Tillman got to run at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Johnny, and I had to get up and run at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was 34 degrees. He was running, it was 65 degrees. That wasn't cool, but again, he went on to win the gold medal, and I went home.
And I tell you what, talking about Mike Tyson, man, you know, I will say this. I am proud of, you know, who he's become. He does some cameos in movies, hysterical. You know, he gets on podcasts. You know, I heard him recently with Joe Rogan, I believe, and that was pretty excellent. And he's out there spreading positivity. You know, he's had his ups and downs. And, you know, at one point in time, I thought it was going to end really bad for Mike. But, you know, I'm glad that he proved me wrong. You know, he's in his 50s. He's got children. You know, he's out there trying to make money. And he's got money. That's where I was going, bro. He's got money. And his end game looks to be a good ending, which for a while it looked like it was going to be really bad, that Mike would be discovered somewhere out in Vegas, like, you know, in a bad position, hurt or whatever. But I like the fact that Mike Tyson seems to really have reformed and seems happy. I think that that's the key to everyone's success in life. Like, we look most recently with another Tyson, Tyson Fury. He seems happy. And when you get happy, you get health. You see Tyson in good health, both Tyson Fury and Mike Tyson. You know, I think happiness is the key. So everyone out there, you know, try to live the best life you can. And ultimately, once you do, you find happiness, good things happen for you.
Let me put Johnny Signorelli in the spot, okay? Don King supposedly ripped off Mike Tyson, stole this, stole that. How the hell did Mike Tyson get out of jail with $400 million if Don King ripped him off?
Exactly. It's a good point.
No,
go ahead.
$400 million. That's a half a billion bucks.
I know. You know, the goings-on behind the scenes, man, it's like he said, she said, even when we looked at reports, not to go back to the thing we were talking about with the girl, the beauty pageant person, but it's like there's so many things that have been said. It's like what sticks to the wall? What's the actual facts? You know, we'll never know about certain things.
Man, I'm just telling you, hypothetically, I mean, as a private investigator and this and that and being a man, this and that, I can see this thing with the girl going like this. You know what I'm spotting? Let me go take my pad off. And then he goes in there, she takes the pad off, and then, you know, they come out and it goes on. And then she says, well, Mike says, you know what? Tramp, hit the ramp. You know, I'm not giving you, you know, this that's what he said. That's the way Mike did these girls. That's just what he would say to them. Tramp, hit the ramp. In fact, somebody told me that was one of his favorite lines. Hey, tramp, hit the ramp. In other words, it's time to leave. You've been used. You've been abused. It's just time to go. You've been one of Mike Tyson's playthings. Okay. And she took offense.
Exactly.
And she took offense to that. And, you know, then what happened? What happened?
Is Scott still shaking his head over there?
You know, he's going absolutely berserk. Let's talk about this upcoming week's boxing. Of course, we can segue from that, from Mike Tyson to next week's boxing schedule. This week's boxing schedule is sort of light, to put it. Yeah, it was light. Anyway, what's happening next week?
We got Vasily Lomachenko coming up against Anthony Carolla. Anthony Carolla, 34-6-3, 13 KOs. In other words, not much of a chance for Anthony Carolla. You have Carissa Shields and Christina Hammer, two unbeaten women. That and a fight, Pedro, ready for this, that I'm looking forward to in women's boxing is for the IBF, WBA, WBC, and WBO Women's Middleweight Championship. I'm favoring Christina Hammer. Let's see what we get. Also, Jaime Munguia versus Dennis Hogan out there, Caleb Truax, Peter Quillen. So there's a whole lot of boxing coming up next weekend.
Okay, what about smaller gloves with the chicks? I tried to push that on Larry Merch, and he sort of like ducked that question. Smaller gloves on chicks, that is the stone-cold answer, isn't it?
Yeah, we get more entertainment, and things happen earlier. And guess what? They don't have to take that much of a beating. People are like, what do you mean, smaller gloves? Doesn't that mean it hurts more? No, it gets it done. You get hit, you get knocked down, maybe you get counted out. Fight's over instead of taking sustained punishment for a series of rounds.
I mean, McGee, the unbeaten WBO champion at 154. Is this his last fight at junior middleweight? They keep telling me he's about to move up.
Yeah, I think he's going to 160, buddy.
Okay. Johnny, sticks around for the close. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it. live all across the world on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. And Dan Patrick brought us on, I think, because we used to party in the stands, up in the cheap seats, watching Mike Tyson fights in the 90s. Straight up, those were the days, folks. So Tyson fights, what can I say? I like the Ali fights, but the Tyson fights were good. That's how old I am. Straight up, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power on the Soul Side of Town. That debut, the album debuted, or CD, wouldn't call it any bottom lines. I used to call them albums. Debut number 5 on the hip hop charts. I don't know what that means, but more power to Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Johnny Sig is still with me. Sunny from Las Vegas, I guess, listening on K Shop 1400 AM, says, Pac Thurman looks like a good fight. Looks competitive because Keith Thurman has faded a lot. Do you think Keith Thurman's faded a lot?
Yeah, I agree. I think Pacquiao actually wins that fight, and it looks like it's going to happen. As we predicted, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back here, but we said that that would probably be Pacquiao's next move, and that Pacquiao didn't want Spence. I think the logical thing for Pacquiao to do is Thurman, and I think he will take Thurman out. Pacquiao will take Thurman out.
How can he take out a 40-year-old guy, take out this young stud? This guy's in the prime of his life.
Power's the last thing to go. Pacquiao's legs aren't what they used to be, but he still creates angles. And we know that Thurman likes to move around the ring a lot. I think that Pacquiao could track the trajectory and take him out.
Okay, honestly.
I don't think Thurman's the same guy he used to be.
Okay, what's the word on Errol Spence? Any future dates?
Nothing yet, man. I can't wait to see his next move. We got all eyes are on Terrence Crawford coming up against Amir Khan, which I think is going to be a very good fight, guys. Amir Khan's always an entertaining fight. Nothing but respect for Amir, even though he's got like a, you know, come on now, his chin's not the best in the world.
He was hanging out with Steph Curry this week.
There you go. What's up, man? But I think we have to wait and see what happens with Crawford, but they are talking that they are certainly interested in each other. Let's hope the networks do it, please, guys.
Next week, we'll talk about Vasily Demchenko and, of course, Andy Ruiz, a heavyweight that's really a heavyweight coming back in the U.S. Straight up, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Signorella, have a good week, but tell them about that YouTube page.
Check us out. Search us on YouTube at Ring Talk Worldwide Archive Shows. And today's show and much, much more bonus content and whatnot. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
The great John Signorella. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline, and the executive producer, the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, well, you can be doing a million things right now. And the fact you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, myself, Pedro Fernandez, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Straight up. Until next time, peace and respect.